Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx. It's Matt Steinmetz. In this corner, straight out of the Yoon, he's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
And now, in this corner, standing at 6'4", the pride of Frisco.
Don't you dare move a muscle.
It's Bonte Hill.
See, we're already dividing the audience here, because the new intro, I have no problem with, except for one word. And usually I don't have a problem with
it,
but it's the whole Frisco thing. And we know how the Frisco thing can really rile people up here in the Bay Area. I like to say Frisco. It's slang for San Francisco. But a lot of people like to say the city. What we don't do is say San Fran. But since we are saying Frisco, we've already lost half our audience. Because people are not going to fly with the Frisco, fellas.
Steiny and I are good because we didn't do it. We didn't say Frisco. But it's good to have you. Look at you.
I mean, Goo, with all due respect, you got to speak for yourself. Why Bonte first? Why is Bonte first?
I wasn't first.
No,
I was last.
No, but they went Steinmetz, Guru, Bonte, and then they went.
Oh, they went
Bonte,
back,
Steiny,
right.
And Guru.
It's like
so
the
clearly
big,
we gotta have
we gotta
this.
Tweak this thing.
It's like the big three, but I'm Chris Bosh, so I don't have an ego like you.
Oh, you're Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh.
You know what? Your attitude
is
like
I'll take Dwayne Wade.
Look at
I'm happy to be Dwayne Wade.
So you guys are gonna call me Bra Broad. I'm not the one who talks like Bra Broad, but we are live from the
Racket.
We are live from the Rakuten Performance Center, Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill. Pretty boring weekend, huh, fellas?
Not much going on in the Bay.
Not a lot going on here. What's up, Steinmetz?
How are you, man? We're here at the Rakuten Center waiting to be introduced to the Warriors' three rookies and free agency around the corner. We're waiting on a lot of info, what Durant's going to do, what Cousins is going to do. We all expect Clay, ideally, to come back. Looney will likely be re-signed, although he probably is going to cost a little bit of money. And the reason this is just so fascinating, guys, is because it's so different than any of the last 5 years. We're going into a season where we really don't know what to expect from the Warriors.
And the biggest part of it, you know, and I'm trying to be positive, Pete, but the biggest part of it is the injuries now have the free agents to be. The decisions mean that much more. So how can you start the healing process, Bonte, when you don't know what the great Kevin Durant is going to do? You don't know what DeMarcus Cousins is going to do. So you got these youngsters. They got upside. I like them, but it's the day until those guys make their decisions, Bonte, we have no earthly idea what the 2020-21 Golden State Warriors are going to look
no,
like.
No, it's going to look like the NBA that Matt Steinmetz covered back in the late 90s and the 2000s.
Oh, wow. Don't tell
that
to Warrior
fans. It may look like that here because we don't know what the roster will look like. We'll talk to the new rookies a little bit later today. Alan Smilagich, who played in the G League last year with the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Smilagich.
Okay. There you go, Guru. And then Eric Pasco, who won a national championship with Villanova. He was on two championship teams, but the first one he redshirted. We're going to talk to him. He's from Steinmetz's hometown out there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He grew up in Connecticut, so he's a baller. Transferred from Fordham, went to Villanova, had a very good year. 6'8", 6'9", 250, can shoot the three ball. So we'll get to know the rookies a little bit later today. We'll also take your phone calls a little bit later, 888-957-9570. What will the Warriors look like next season? Because there's a lot of question marks, Steinmetz, and I heard you over the weekend. Steph Curry's played a lot of games. Draymond Green's played a lot of games. Draymond Green has a year left on this deal. So does Andre Iguodala. What do you do about that? But first and foremost, you got to figure out what's going to happen with Kevin Durant. And what we're hearing from Rick Bucher, who will join us tomorrow during a 10 to 2, is that Kevin Durant's not happy about the way his injury was dealt with. And apparently he's met with Kyrie Irving twice over since the season has been over. What happens with Kevin Durant? That's the big domino here for the Golden State Warriors. What happens with number 35, Kevin Durant? And should he be mad at somebody about the way his injury was handled?
Well, to me, he's a grown-ass man. We know this. And he's a Warrior at heart, and that's who he plays for. But the fact that he went out there in the NBA final stage and, do I dare say, risked it at all, he pretty much did that. And for that, he has all my respect. But, you know, we'll find out, to me, in regard to his decision, fellas, if he's mad. But Matt Steinmetz, I'm going to say this, what this looming decision means for this Warrior dynasty moving forward, to me, it's everything. And I feel like the Warriors, from what we've heard, they have no regret. They dotted their I's and crossed their T's. But you talk about next year and Steph Curry being a three-time champion, Draymond and Iggy, they got that pedigree. I just don't think it's going to be as bleak as people think if KD decides to take his talents elsewhere, because we know the one constant, he's not playing next year, even if he does stay in town. So to me, I'm reading and I'm hearing, oh, it's 2020, 21 when they come back and they're healed. And I think that's a slap in the face of Dre and Steph Curry, because they're going to come in here and they're basketball players. They're competitors. They're going to try to leave everything on the floor next year and not think about the year after. And I may be wrong, and I don't want to shock you, Steiny, I'm no GM, but those two are going to come out guns blazing.
And I get it. You don't want this team to tank. They're too competitive for that. But the question I think we're going to ask ourselves all season next year is, at what cost? How much do you want to play Steph Curry? How much do you want to play Draymond Green? And look, it's not about tanking. It's not about saying, well, they won't play back-to-backs. But it is about an eye toward the following year. You'd be crazy not to have an eye toward the following year. The Klay Thompson injury changed everything, and it made the Durant situation far more important. I think the Warriors were prepared for Durant to leave. Okay, we come back and we got Klay, Steph, and Draymond. But now Klay's status for next year obviously is up in the air. If Durant leaves, we could be looking at a different kind of season for the Warriors. So I think, let me ask you guys, is the best case scenario, if Durant leaves, let's say, you just come back, you give it a go, and you hope Klay can get back in February or March when you're maybe 8-9 seed, he pushes you to 6, you find out in the first round, you match up with Portland, well, guess what, you can beat them. I mean, is that the best case scenario for next year?
I think they're going to play it week by week, fellas, and what I mean by that is, for example, if Steph Curry comes up with a knee bruise, and let's knock on wood, we don't want to see players get hurt, but if he's out with a knee sprain or something, and that injury, if you're sitting there in a Western Conference in December and you're 15-15, and you're saying, okay, Utah's really good, the Lakers are good, do we have enough, even with Klay Thompson, to beat these teams down the road? Well, that injury may go from 2 to 4 days to all of a sudden 5 to 7 days. They may take it real slow and cautious because you don't know about next year. You don't know about Klay Thompson when he comes back from his ACL tear. How much rust is he going to have? You know, can he play back-to-backs? What's his load management going to be like? And then you think about everything without Klay Thompson. What's happening with Andre Iguodala? How many minutes are you going to play Iguodala in a contract year? You know, this is a guy who's averaged, what, 6, 7, 8, 7 in the last 4 or 5 years with the Golden State Warriors? How much do you want to put on his load? How many minutes do you want to play in? So you got to think about that as a starter. And then Draymond Green, how much do you really want to burn him out? I think this team is going to play it month by month in the Western Conference. And it's going to be some load management. They're not going to say that. They right. won't say that to the fans or whatnot. But you got to think this too, fellas. Moving into the Chase Center is the perfect distraction going into next season when you have so many unknowns.
And forget the blame, forget the fault. The fact that you saw two guys that were nursing injuries in Durant and Klay go out and get hurt, you know, more severe, what is old adage, Donnie? Insanity is doing something the same way, thinking a different result. My point is Klay Thompson would be a fine wine next year, Bonte. He would not see the court. So it's about the healthy guys. And what am I saving the great Andre Iguodala for? I mean, that program that you were on, that you were so great and mastered, would be out the window. I would sit down and say, Dre, by all intents and purposes, this is it for you. Everything has changed. And for us to compete and try to give the fans what they want in the new Chase Center, we're going to need you to go above and beyond.
What does that mean?
18 to 25 minutes, maybe 25 to 30 on some nights, because I don't want to call it a scholarship. He's earned everything, but getting to the playoffs next year for this edition of the Warriors would be like the finals to me. So,
but for this organization, though, this is about finals now. The organization has taken another step.
But is that reality, Steiny? Now that you're dealing with possibly, we know, no KD and Klay, everything's changed.
It has changed, but
I need bodies. I know you need bodies,
but you got to be careful with a 35, 36-year-old body and a guy who's been used to doing something one way now for, what, about 3, 4, 5 years? That's the problem. I mean, the Warriors may find themselves in the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 position. What do? Do they theoretically go for it to make the playoffs and see if you can make hay if Klay's coming back? Or maybe you hear in January, Klay's a little behind. Well, then you don't want to bring him back, and maybe you don't make the playoffs. I agree with Bonte. They're going to go into next season wanting to win. Of course they are. But I do think circumstances are going to play out that they're kind of not going to be prepared for or not going to have considered. And it's going to make them zigzag and maybe change strategy.
All right, a lot going on here at the Rakuten Performance Center. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill. We'll have the rookies come join us a little bit later. Eric Pascal and Alan Smilagich. They'll join us after they get introduced to the Bay Area media at 12 o'clock. We'll have that for you live right here on 95.7 The Game. We'll continue to talk free agency, which starts this Sunday at 3 p.m., and a lot will be happening in the NBA. We'll talk all about it, plus take your phone calls here at 888-957-9570. That's 888-957-9570. We're going to have a lot of fun today here at the Rakuten Performance Center. But first, let's go to Anna with the latest on what's happening on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Anna?
All right, what's up, Bonte? What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Dialpad. NBA free agency is right around the corner. There's lots of buzz around the association. It's officially KD week. What will Kevin Durant decide to do? Bonte, Steiny, and Guru will tell you next and give you the latest updates as decisions are made. Now, the guys are live at Rakuten Center at noon today. The newest Warriors from the draft will be introduced. We'll air the press conference live here on 95.7 The Game. Again, it's at noon today. Now, Jordan Poole, who was selected with the 28th pick by Golden State, will join Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky today at 3:30. This update is sponsored by Dialpad. Dialpad is changing the game for business communication. Host calls and meetings in the cloud, put a business line on your cell phone, and get analytics to make every call smarter. Over 60,000 businesses trust Dialpad to bring their phone system into the 21st century. Visit dialpad.com. I'm Anna Kagadakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back as we are live from the Rakuten Performance Center getting you ready for these rookies to get introduced at high noon here on 95.7 The Game. We'll have that for you live. Jordan Poole, the first round pick, and a couple second round picks here, and Eric Pascal and Alan Smilagich, who played in the G League last year. He's actually working out on the other side of the court with Rod Adams, so that'd be interesting.
Oh, maybe I should go over there.
No,
why?
Please don't.
Like, why?
Please don't.
Why would you go over
don't
there?
No, don't do it.
He is my wind horse. He don't like me playing no basketball.
I don't either. But, like, see, we're here to work.
Okay.
Like, do you realize
no, you know what? You know what, Steinmetz? Let him go over there and embarrass himself.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe Jordan Bell will be over there.
We got the video crew coming. Okay, the digital team is coming.
Maybe
Jordan Bell's in the weight room. Let Guru go over there and get humble.
All right. I'm here with you guys.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you this. If you look on the back of your credential, there's some rules you have to follow, and one is no autographs. So don't be asking these guys for autographs while you're working.
You know I would never do that.
No selfies with the players, Guru. No.
Oh, wow. Y'all hurt me right now. I ain't no amateur now.
You hurt me with your game, man. You hurt me with your game. I saw your performance at the Chris Haynes Invitational. We'll talk about that later. I know you're playing with YGC and Butcher Boy.
Yeah, we got to win.
About
we'll
that,
talk
which
about
is
it.
Great calls that you guys did Friday afternoon. But we're here talking about Kevin Durant. And Steinmetz brought up something that I remember yesterday because I probably will be watching it. The awards show later today. The NBA awards show.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, how did they botch this situation where we're going to find out who the MVP is today? Like, who cares after watching Kawhi Leonard?
I forgot who I voted for.
Like, who cares? Who's going to win Sixth Man of the Year or DPOY? Like, who cares?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later because, unfortunately, I will be watching this. Well, either that or Giants baseball, right?
I mean, people care way more about free agency right now than who's going to win the MVP. There's no doubt about it. Why? Because free agency is way more interesting because we don't know what's going to happen in free agency. We know Harden or Antetokounmpo is going to win the MVP, right?
Yep.
I don't think Kawhi's going to win it. So, how many awards they give away? Like six tonight?
Six or seven. Yeah. Shaq is hosting. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, I mean,
Shaq's funny.
Yeah, Shaq. Yeah.
Shaq's a good guy.
He can be.
He can be a little annoying on NCAA. But he's good. So I will probably tune into that. I mean, the alternative is watching, I think, Giants and Diamondbacks. Or no, Giants or Rockies tonight at Oracle Park. And we know how they lost yesterday, even though they did win the series against the Snakes. But it is about free agency, which starts at 3 p.m. And there's a lot of unknowns, especially with this team here, the Golden State Warriors. And the Klay Thompson injury, I agree with Steinmetz, it changes everything. Because now, you know, I think this organization did look at next season as if number 35 wouldn't be here, Kevin Durant. And if he did sign back, it's like, oh, great.
Right.
We got KD back. It's all good. We can run this back. But with Klay Thompson being hurt, and we know that Jimmer Fredette is now added to the summer league team.
Saw that.
There's a big hole at the two-guard position, which is why they went with Jordan Poole out of Michigan, a 6'5 guy who jacks him up, shot 37% from the three-point line at Michigan in the sophomore season. But you're looking at free agency and the flexibility the Warriors don't have in free agency. This is, man, the KD decision, the DeMarcus Cousins decision, it's going to be big for this franchise moving forward.
Yeah, and if they come out on the wrong side of those decisions and they're not the chosen one, then you wonder how on paper, Steinie, can the Warriors or any great professor explain to you the Warriors making the playoffs. It's got to be one of those things to where we have to see it to believe it. And I'm going to tell you this. I think the way that the finals ended and Steph getting that good look and it not going down, I think he has a chip on his shoulder and he's going to come in and next year the mantra for Steph will be, y'all forgot. And what that's going to look like is Steph being an MVP candidate. And then I know you guys are going to say, well, you can't be 41-41 and be in the MVP candidacy. But my thing is, it's going to be Draymond, it's going to be Iggy, and it's going to be Steph trying to remind everybody, Bonte, about how badass they are.
But with those guys, right, Draymond Green and Iguodala being non-shooters, and we saw how that played out in the NBA Finals. You think Steph is ready to go through 82 games where he's going to be doubled every single game and tripled? They were trapping him, the Toronto Raptors, at half court. And with that, those cast of characters around you offensively, can Steph Curry get his 30? I get it. You're going to play the Phoenixes. You're going to play some of the bottom-feeding teams, and you'll get off. But against the elite teams, the teams that are vying for playoff spots, and teams that are looking to knock the Warriors off their perch, they're tired of the Warriors dominating this league, and they're tired of Steph Curry shimmying on them. He's going to see triple teams every single game. How much will that wear on him, and will he be able to get back to that form, knowing that defenses are geared to stop number 30?
The chip on the shoulder, I don't know that works over a full NBA season. I just don't.
What's the alternative?
The alternative is to play him as many minutes as he played this year, but he's got to try to do more in those minutes. Look, I'm starting to think, and I'm starting to think this is not a playoff team if Cousins doesn't come back. I mean, think about it. You got Curry. You have no two guard. Iguodala. I mean, I would look to move Iguodala if I were the Warriors because I don't think he fits on this team right now. And I think Draymond, as great as he is, we may see some of his limitations next year in terms of all – not defense, but in terms of all the other stuff he does for the offense. And I think it's all going to be predicated on when they think Clay's coming back, if he's coming back. Because they're going to make a decision there that's going to benefit them long term. If the Warriors are in the eighth seed and Clay's saying on March 1st, guys, I can't be any more ready, well, he's going to come back. And you have to let him come back if he's healthy. But, you know, if they're 30 and 40, and it looks like it's going to take 45 wins to get in the playoff, or, you know, 25 and 35, something like that, then I don't think you can bring him back, or you'd want to. So, again, I'm gonna piggyback on what Bonte said. I think you let the season play out, and you let the season determine kind of the strategy you use going forward. It may be decided for you. Yeah. Rather than you have to do something that maybe people disagree with or not like.
Fellas, before we head out to the phone lines here, 888-957-9570, we'll take your calls here and get your thoughts on everything going on with the Warriors. Do you think the Warriors, if it gets, you get to February, right? And they're sitting there in the 10 spot, 9 spot, and they're saying, well, Klay Thompson may come back in March, and we may be able to push for a playoff spot. But it's just not worth it. Let's just give him a year off because he's played so much basketball over the last 5 years. He's been really durable. Let's just get him right for 2020, 2021. Could you see the Warriors maybe being active at the trading deadline when it comes to Andre Iguodala and Draymond Green? They have expiring contracts. You got to make a decision. Like, are the Warriors going to extend Andre Iguodala into his late 30s? Or are they going to say, you know what, Draymond Green has been so good for us. He's going to eat for free here forever. Forever. He's going to have a statue. Number 23 is going up in the rafters. But building around the Splash Brothers, it may be best to move on from him. Do you see the Warriors maybe saying, you know what? Let's just be active. And we're going to trade them at the deadline here to a team that's in contention.
Well, if you're asking me, fellas, the fact that the injuries happened the way that they did, it's changed everything, Bonte. And, you know, you talk about being Warriors for life and all that stuff sounds great, and it is. But at the end of the day, the management has to do their due diligence. And if that's the scenario, as uncomfortable as it may be, you have to do your job and see what you can get and build for the future. So at that juncture, if it's me, Bonte, and you know I'm on the 2K and it's fantasy land, even on that, on the 2K, on the video game, I would look that route, like, what could we get? And it's going to be a hard decision, but Steiny, at the end of the day, to keep this team afloat and make the future bright or get better, there's no stone that you can leave unturned. And if you had to say, Dre, it's been a great run, or Iggy, what could we get? I mean, you got to listen, right?
Well, you're the one who's saying Iguodala's got to play 30 minutes.
Yeah, but if he plays those 30 minutes and we get to a juncture to where the handwriting's on the wall and, you know, teams are calling, like, that savvy veteran could get us over the top, or the junkyard dog might, you know. Hey, you have to listen.
Well, like, the interesting what does over the top mean now? It doesn't mean a title. It just doesn't. And, you know, I just look at Iguodala. And I tell people this. The Warriors dynasty started with a tank. Whether you want to admit it or not, they traded Monte Ellis for a guy who was hurt when they were 21 and 25. And they were open about what it was. Now it's about 8 years later. No. Can you be open about what it is? No, because you're not really... Like, they decided they were going to tank 46 games into that season. Right. It wasn't game one.
Yep.
And, in fact, even when they decided, they were 21 and 25. And if you remember, David Lee was kind of annoyed by it because they were like 9th or 10th.
Yep.
So I think that's what we're looking at. We're looking at, let's see what happens, what happens. You know what? Let's pull the plug on it. You know what? I also think, and you and I get into this a lot, can you really expect Curry and Draymond to be healthy all year? I mean, this is kind of what I mean.
But
I think
isn't that for every player, though?
No, it's not for every player. It's for every player who has played five seasons into June.
Yep.
And nobody else has done that. Like, I truly believe that the wear and tear has had something to do with the Durant injury and the Clay injury. And I just don't think that goes away. It's not like the odometer resets. So that's another thing I'd be worried about.
888-957-9570. Let's go out to Greg in the city. He believes the Warriors should sign and trade Kevin Durant. Greg, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's going on?
Yeah, so we get at least a team going for this year. And, yeah, I've gone to a lot of games with kids, Warrior games. Yeah, well, as far as Thompson goes, I think he'll be ready. So I'm confident with him. Fredette, that could be a little interesting. Okay, Kevin, I think he'd be okay with the sign and trade. In fact, I think I heard that. And we've heard several times so many teams have jumped just to get Durant. Okay, why not do the sign and trade? Then you're going to get two solid players maybe for 3-4 years. You know, and at least you get something out of the man instead of him just leaving, you know, and sign and trade. And might be time to move on and kind of rebuild this team. But that way you get two maybe good, solid players. I've always said Valenzuela. I mess up his name from Memphis. How about bringing Aaron Gordon back to Bay Area? You know, shop him around, see what other teams have to say. That's about what I got. And I want to have your take on that. So enjoy your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
Sign and trades just never. I mean, you know what's funny is I was hearing somebody the other day, if Durant takes the 5 year and then they sign and trade him, oh, it's a win-win for everybody. It's not a win for the Knicks. It's not a win for the team that wants Kevin Durant. If you're the Brooklyn Nets and you're the New York Knicks, you are going after Kevin Durant to sign a 4 year max deal, period. And you come to the table. Here it is. It's still right here. And now he's saying, you know, I may want to sign and trade, go back, rehab. I'm out. We got to move forward. Now, the Knicks, I think, would be more willing to hang in there. I don't think Brooklyn would hang in there for Durant. I think they would. And it's not to say they won't still sign him and realize he's not playing next year. Like, any team, I think, will still do that. But I don't know if they want Durant. Because if... Think about it. If you're the Knicks and he signs a five-year deal and, well, we'll sign and trade him. Well, sign and trade's not happening right away. It's happening in a year or as he's finishing up rehab. Well, all bets are off at that point.
And then you've got to give up your assets that you wanted to put him with,
right,
Bonte.
Exactly.
You got to give them up to get him.
Exactly.
Why would Kevin Durant agree to that, too? It's like,
right.
Hey, if I'm going to the Knicks, I don't want
– Don't
want
trade A.J. Barrett.
Yeah, yeah. Don't trade Kevin Knox.
Barrett, C.J.
R.J. Barrett or Kevin Knox.
A.J.
Barrett.
R.J. C.J. I'm just going to say Barrett.
Say Barrett, yeah. Kevin Knox, and all those young guys. With that, and then if you're the Warriors – why would you appease Kevin Durant, especially if this report is true that Kevin Durant is mad at you guys for playing? From what I heard, Kevin Durant had his own doctors there as well, and they all agreed for him to play. And I ran into Eddie Johnson. This was great. I ran into Eddie Johnson after Game 6, the shooter. Ran into him at the St. Francis Wesson, right? Went to a little party, little finals media party. And I asked Eddie, I said, Eddie, what do you think? What's your take on this Kevin Durant situation? He goes, look, people don't get it. We're hoopers. We're basketball players. We want to play. Screw what the doctor says. Screw what the coach says. We want to play. So at the end of the day, Kevin Durant had a choice on whether to play or not. So this report that he was ticked off at the Warriors for basically forcing him to play, I don't buy it. I don't buy it, and I think that changes maybe the way the Warriors think about this whole situation. It's like, look, KD's been great for us. He took discounts for us to sign other guys like Iguodala and Sean Livingston. But if you're mad at us, like – why should we appease you to just let you rehab on our dime and then trade you to a place that you want to go to? It's not how business works. It's not how it works.
But how shocked would you be if that ends up being the case? And I feel like every day we're getting closer to that revealing itself, the fact that, you know, and I'm not speaking for KD, that he may have felt pressured or he got wrong information. Because to me, that could be very valid, Steiny, the fact that he went out there thinking, okay, I can do one or two things, but tearing my Achilles is off the table. I was assured. Well, I don't know who would believe.
Why but would that be off the table? I know nothing about being a doctor or medicine. What? I mean, why would an Achilles tear be out of the question? I mean, of course it's in the question. It's an injury. Even if he were healthy, why would you rule out an Achilles injury?
Then
you know what I mean?
Changed for him to go out there game?
Well, I don't know what changed. But
something did.
Well, okay, you're Kevin Durant. How do you feel when the owner of the team says twice before the NBA Finals begins that KD will be back? He said it on the rec. KD will be back for the finals. He'll be back for the finals. Haynes reporting game 4 or 5. He heard that from somebody. Draymond Green. 70% of KD's better than 100% of most other players.
We have to
look at that through Kevin Durant's eyes and ask ourselves, would that put more pressure on
it
us?
Would to me.
It would to me. And those articles about my own teammates, Anonymous, whispering that, hey, you know, we're dealing with stuff. Stani could, Bonte could go.
Interestingly, that would have made me say, well, forget it.
Oh, no, that would have pushed me out there, Stani.
Right.
Had I thought you two would have been, you know, like thinking I'm really not hurt, I would have went out there.
Nah, and the fact that you may not get to the finals again. That's what I think. That's what really primed DeMarcus Cousins to fight his way back. He's never been to the playoffs before.
Right.
So if you're Kevin Durant, you're saying, okay, I know the New York Knicks situation. It hasn't always been rosy. The East is stacked right now. What's happening with Toronto? What's happening with Milwaukee? Philadelphia. Now, Boston's in a bit of a transition. But if you're Kevin Durant, some of these players probably think, I may not get to this point again. I may not get a chance to win another ring. So screw with my teammates think I'm lying or not, or if my coaching staff think I'm faking a funk.
Kawhi
I got to get back.
Yeah.
I got to get back because at the end of the day, these great players, you mean to tell me that legacy doesn't mean nothing to them? You don't think it means something to Kevin Durant to say, you know what, I win this championship. I have as many rings as LeBron James. I have three rings, as many rings as Dwayne Wade. And the ratings are, what are these, the odds right now of Kevin Durant signing somewhere? Brooklyn minus 125, the wow. Warriors plus 200, the Knicks plus 500, and the Clippers plus 800. I don't know. I don't know where KD's going to go. It seems like all year long we've been prepping for this moment of him moving to New York. Because that's all we talked about. We know free agency is here, and that's all we talked about all season.
And I feel like, and I could be wrong, with social media, that the decisions now, the balance of power are coming behind these decisions. Like Kawhi Leonard, if he goes to the Clippers, their fortunes. Here, Toronto, it goes the other way. They'll be okay and compete, Stani. But the Clippers could be in play to win a championship. And Durant, it won't happen next year. But when he comes back, I mean, it's amazing that these players have that much, not leverage, but they're that damn good to where wherever they decide to go play basketball, you could pretty much say a championship is right behind that decision. It's incredible.
No doubt. You know, I was thinking about, okay, Kawhi, thinking about, that. I think the Kawhi Leonard situation last year and Durant trying to come back and play is somewhat similar. And I just think we see two different people. Kevin Durant is sensitive. He cares about what people say. Kawhi Leonard clearly does not care. Kawhi Leonard went all of last season. He never said a word. A couple of his teammates questioned him. He didn't say a word. He gets traded to Toronto. He doesn't say a word. He goes to Toronto. He keeps his mouth shut. Plays all. Wins it all. Like, that's the way Kawhi Leonard. Like, now he doesn't. Nobody will say, you think he was really hurt last year? Of course he was really hurt next year or last year. I think Durant, maybe, if he were a different person, could have been quote-unquote stronger and right. Said, you know what, I'm not coming back. I'm not healthy. But maybe the noise does bother him a little bit more than Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I know it would me. The noise would bother me a little bit. It's a credit to Kawhi that he doesn't care, I guess.
And, Monte, not that you even care, but do you or KD does, do you respect him more as a player for going out that game? I do. And people could be like, who gives a rat's tail about what you think? But, dude, I just look at him like he put it all out there.
No, he did.
When we're in an era to where these guys just go the Kawhi
helped,
route. And
it may
Kawhi
have helped
wasn't
his image.
Wrong.
It may have
no
helped
doubt.
His
that,
image.
There's no
because
that.
Everybody was railing
say.
On him for the OKC
oh,
move
man.
To Golden State and liking the burner accounts, the DMs, and everything that came with Kevin Durant this year, snapping at the media,
the nail on
going
the nail,
at Ethan, or Cowan, like everything that's happened this year was just weird. So I think Kevin Durant did earn some respect for going on the line there and saying, hey, I'm back here rehabbing. And what I heard, he was going through double days to try to get back. Going through double days to try to get back for his teammates and to go out there like that in the finals game. I've never seen anything like that. I was too young. I wasn't born yet for Willis Reed, all right? I wasn't born when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was out and Magic Johnson had to jump center against the Philadelphia 76ers to drop a triple-double that day with 42 points or whatnot. One of the greatest performances ever. I was too young for that. So to see Kevin Durant go out there and warm up, first of all, I was like, wow, this guy really going to do this at this level against this team? Because Toronto was no joke. And then I just thought, early in the second quarter, before it happened, I was like, man, this guy's handling the ball a lot for a guy who hasn't played in over a month. He's handling the rock.
That's all he
a
knows.
Lot. Like, are you sure you want to do this, Steve Kerr? So I do think he gained a lot more respect for coming back the way he did. But now it sucks because it's probably going to be out next season. He loses a year of his prime in a big unknown, fellas. Can he get back to being Kevin Durant? Has Rudy Gay come back to being Rudy Gay? Has Elton Brand, did Elton Brand come back to being Elton Brand? DeMarcus Cousins, he wasn't right coming back from the Achilles tendon injury. So the big unknown, fellas, with Kevin Durant is which one will he see when he comes back?
Is Dominique Wilkins, Donnie, the only one that has mirrored himself before the injury?
But, I mean, he was...
I got you.
I mean, he went from superhuman to just... Unbelievable athlete. So, you know what? His athleticism was so high. I don't know if he lost any or not, because I can't even believe it. But here's one thing I was thinking too: is KD. There's no doubt he was troubled by the way Oklahoma City felt about his departure. I mean, he was shook by that. I think that the one thing he had kind of decided was I can't do that again. And all he would have had to do, forget about the injury, is let's say he stays healthy, Warriors win it, and he goes on. As long as he handles it the right way, he's a legend out here. Like, nobody's going to burn his jersey or anything. But I think now what he did, coming back, getting hurt, it's like he's going to almost be mythologized now out here. There's nothing more you can do except try to come back in game six and then suffer a season-ending injury. Nobody can say he had checked out. Nobody can say he's a bad teammate. Nobody can say he doesn't care. So once we get a little distance between what just happened and maybe when he goes somewhere else, I think then he will get a 7 minutes standing ovation the next time he's in Oracle Arena, no matter what.
Would he have gotten that? If that doesn't play out in the finals, would he have gotten a 7 minute ovation?
If they would have won it, yes. Now, what if they would have won it and he doesn't come back? I still think he gets a standing O.
And we never really know how close these guys are, but I believe Steph Curry watching Durant do what he did and risk it all is why we can't say next year there'll be a minute restriction. I think there's residue from Curry watching Durant do that to where he's just not going to leave it all on the court and not go to management like, oh, play me 28-30, we'll come up with something. I think he's going out guns blazing, like getting something from that moment.
Now, we'll talk more about that. He's got 82 games to do so without Klay Thompson and possibly without Kevin Durant. We'll see what happens with DeMarcus Cousins. What's his market? What are teams talking about with the boogeyman here? We'll do all that here. Take your phone calls. 888-957-9570. It's Matt Steinmetz, Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking. No compromises.
Back to Bonte, Steine, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to the Rakuten Performance Center, a place where Matt Steinmetz spent a lot of his life here on the West Coast. Some good memories and some not-so-good memories. We'll get into that a little bit later.
I think there were good memories.
Yeah, were there good memories? Because you were here when it opened, right?
Yeah, I was. Actually, We Believe was a good memory. And the start of the Warriors' recent run was starting to get fun when the year after Curry returned from injury, then it started getting good. But a lot of lean years.
I mean, when you used to walk in here, Steinmetz, I heard stories that they would send beat writers, the Bay Area News Group or the Chronicle. By the time the Warriors were out of it in January, you'd be like, you know what? You really don't need to go on this road trip. Go take a vacation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they would pull a lot of riders off the road at the All-Star break because there was just no need to, you know, they just weren't doing well.
They went for a page,
yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
How many guys are here covered? Like, you see all the players now. It was the scrum. You see NBC's first Bay Area.
Yeah.
You see, it's like 20, 25 people here for every day for practice. I can't imagine it was more than seven people.
Basically, for a normal practice, there wouldn't be any TV unless there was something going on. And then back in the day, there were six of us, I want to say. I was with the Contra Costa Times, San Francisco Chronicle had David Steele.
David Steele, yeah.
Bay Area News Group had Dave Del Grande. Oh, God. Bucher was at the Mercury News for a while. John Hillier was with the Examiner. The Examiner used to travel, too. Right. But now I'm dating myself, so let's move on.
I got a quick memory. You ain't going to ask me.
I'm going to ask you in a second.
On this same court, I hit a three with Rick Barry announced it. I'm getting chunked up.
Of course, it had to be that.
Of course.
It's I get a little chunked up, man. Yeah.
It's Bonte Steinitz and Guru, 10 to 2 every day. 10 to 2 right here on 95.7
The Game. You're going to notice that one of the things Guru's really good at is saying it's not about me, and that means it's about him.
It's all about him.
Yeah,
Steinitz, I used to walk into break every time, and it's always about Guru. It's always about he wants to go play Smiley Geach right now.
Come on, I always ask how you're doing.
Smiley Geach.
Guru at the Warriors World Tournament. I've never seen a guy hack a player so hard like Guru did. Guy blew right past him, crossed him up. And Kosuke and I looked at each other, thought we were going to have to fight. We're
going
to get our ass kicked at the Warriors World Tournament because of Guru hacking somebody.
So it sounds to me like it was like Draymond Green on Valanciunas.
No, it was a big guy. That bothered me. I'm still holding Dre accountable for that. I just was trying to be a good teammate.
Bonte Steinitz, Guru here. We're going to have the rookies come join us. Alan Smiley Geach and Eric Pascal. They're going to be introduced to the Bay Area media at 12 o'clock, and we'll have that for you live right here on 95.7 The Game. But let's one thing I love about you guys' show, you guys talk to the feds. Let's talk to the feds here, 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Matt in Napa. Matt in Napa wants to talk Warriors here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Matt?
Hey, not too much. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be quick. My phone is about to die, but I'll take the answer off air as well. I'm hoping that Durant actually gets traded and that Thompson doesn't really sign, because I just feel like the Bay Area needs a restart on sports. All we're hearing about NBA, and it's like almost football season. It's baseball season. The Sharks did great. I'm so tired of hearing about the Warriors. I can't even listen to sports talk radio anymore. I don't want to turn it off, but I just have to because it's redundant now.
How could you have too much Warriors in your life? They're always winning. Don't you love winning?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'm not even a Bay Area fan, but it's just in sports in general. It's like, is there something else to talk about? There's got to be. Like, I'm excited.
Well, we could talk about Pilar.
Kevin Pilar?
But
you want to bring up Kevin Pilar?
Hey, listen, I get what he's saying.
Yastrzemski?
Kevin Durant's the biggest free agent out there, all right? And he's been a Warrior for 3 years, and Kawhi Leonard is going to dictate the future of the NBA. Klay Thompson's been here 10 years. There's very few people who have played for the Warriors that have connected with his fan base like Klay Thompson. This is the news. I mean, this is the news. This is what people don't like is, well, it's like free agency is in and of itself a sport. It's like it's almost better than the season. Well, I don't know about that. But the NBA has made it pretty damn interesting.
And if I were to do have my own press conference, I told my pops this. Guys like that just called, he's not alone. And what's happening is social media is making sports cover different. The subject matters are different. When before they'd be not minute, now they're like the big story. And a lot of people are frustrated that, and I don't know what to tell them, fellas. I'm like,
these are the same people who watch First Take every morning, and they're talking about LeBron James all
damn day. It's happening right before
or
our
Tom
eyes.
Brady.
Bonte, it's 24/7, man.
I hear you, but the Warriors are the story. And they have one of the best players on the planet, and then you have Steph Curry. You want us to talk about Yastrzemski and Kevin Pilar, or when Madison Bumgarner is getting traded?
No, I mean,
come on. Watching Giants baseball, I'd rather watch these guys repaint the Rakuten Performance Center right now than watch Giants baseball.
They are
it's really
better,
unwatchable.
Though, they
they're
are playing better.
Better, but they're unwatchable. Come on. You watch Buster Posey in a batter's box lately?
Man.
You watch him in a batter's box? It's depressing.
Steiny,
depressing.
He should be bad Nate. He should be bad Nate.
I thought it was a big year for Posey this year.
That ship has sailed.
Is he still a Hall of Famer?
You put me on the spot.
Yeah, I know.
We might see Buster today.
Buster Posey will probably tell you he's not a Hall of Famer right now.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, in fairness, we'll be talking football
It's coming.
Soon enough.
The sports are covered now, it's different, man.
It is different.
You
got to
make
doubt.
That shift. Don't get frustrated.
Steinmetz, you've been doing this for a long time. What's the biggest difference when it comes to covered sports? Because I've just gotten into it the last 8 years, so I've kind of grown up with the social media era. Tell the audience what it was like covering it before the social media era, before cell phones, before Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, It's a good question. I think one of the things that's happened is, like, Kevin Durant, he's got people around him, right? He's
right.
Not only Rich Kleiman, but he's got people around him, maybe six guys. And those six guys are actually their sources, all right? That's a fact.
Wow.
Those are the guys that know Durant more than anybody, his guys, his guys that he employs and hangs around with. So a lot of it now, I think, is writers know. That's where you go. Not, you don't necessarily have to go to a GM.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to go to a coach. I'll tell you what, you talk to Kevin Durant's best friend, that's where you're going to get good information, even if it's, you know, KD's not happy right now. Really? He's not happy? I'm going to report that. Well, that doesn't mean KD might not be fine in a week or two, but, you know, wow. That's a lot of what's going on, I think, is there's so many other people who are now around these players because they're kind of mega, they're on mini businesses in and right. of themselves. So there's a lot of people you can get to who are close to the player.
Wow, that just like Monte earlier, that was profound. And that's exactly what's happening. But to the people that are uncomfortable, Steiny, and don't like what we'll probably talk about tomorrow, what's going to transpire tonight, the BET Awards, and what they're wearing and who they're talking to,
yeah.
That's the stuff that I don't want to say selling, but unfortunately, it has a place.
What if I told you this, and I'm dead serious, the NBA draft the other day, and I can't believe I'm saying this, because you're you're old school, this and that. I enjoyed the thing with the parents, you know, Williamson and his parents. And I saw, I can't remember who tweeted it, but it was a woman, and they said, you know, this show wouldn't be bad if it had like a fashion kind of reporter, fashion sideline reporter. And you would think I'd be like, get out of here. But actually, I don't think that'd be a bad idea.
Monte and Mr. Fab did
dude,
it.
That these was guys part are, of their
these
job.
Guys
yeah.
are,
and we did it on NBC. Set trends in fashion.
It's huge. Like when R.J. Barrett, for example, opened up this blazer. You saw
yeah,
all the
exactly.
Canadian flags,
wow.
the Maple Mamba,
exactly.
or they have their colleges there. It's always interesting. Like, what are they spending their money on? What type
what
of
about,
shoes are
what
those?
What about my guy Tyler Hero? He was in that crazy, like, almost camouflage suit.
Yeah, the camouflage suit. Didn't he have, like, a gold chain on
exactly.
or something like that with the Lokes, man? It was.
Exactly.
I like it. I like the fashion. That's a great point. It spice it up. Because watching players just get up there, walk to the podium, do all that, it's kind of, like, lame. There it is. Hero right there.
Wow. I mean, call me crazy, but I like the camera shot of the guys walking into the arena.
Either way.
Like, it was cool when all the Warriors were wearing the throwbacks.
Right.
But
no,
then,
that is nice.
But then you see Westbrook wearing some crazy stuff.
Right.
Hey, man. Like,
you're in.
It's part of the sport. It's
exactly.
part of it.
Exactly.
It's part of the entertainment there. Yeah. Let's go back out to the phone lines, fellas. Trey in Oakland. Trey in Oakland wants to talk Warriors here with Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game. What's up, Trey?
Hey, good morning, guys. As far as, like, what you guys were just talking about, the fashion and whatnot, the thing is, you know, there's two or three different types of audiences that, you know, some people only care about the X's and O's and what they're doing and what their game plan is. They don't want to hear about what kind of shoes this guy's wearing or whatnot. And then there are people that do. So, that's a tough line to find. But as far as the Warriors, you know, no one's to blame about the KD thing. It happens, right? Injuries happen. The reason he wanted to play was the same reason that Klay Thompson wanted to go out there, shoot the free throws, and run back on defense. The same reason why RG3 went out there with a torn ACL. The same reason why Jordan played with the flu. And the same reason why Steve Young would throw up before the NFC Championship game. Because these guys want to play the game. Unfortunately, they get injured. But to blame somebody, you know, that's ludicrous. And as far as the Warriors taking the year lightly this year, you know what? I think they're actually going to come harder. Curry already said he's going to train this offseason harder than he's ever done before, knowing that the season coming up is going to be taxing on his body. And Draymond into a super contract, a super max deal if he finishes in the top of the elite players on this year. So they're going to come harder, not to prove to the world, but to show everyone that they can do it until their team is back. Because they're not. If you're going to take it off, that'd be like Guru taking 6 months off because Steinman sprained an ankle and he can't come to work. He's going to come harder. He's going to study harder. He's going to know his facts because they have to carry that team until they're back. So this notion of they're only going to play 30 minutes a game, and, you know, if they get injured, they might take an extra 5 or 6 games off. That's not going to happen. They're going to come back, whoever they put on that court, whether it be Rubio, Austin Rivers, DeAndre, whoever's on that court with them, they better pack their lunch because these all-stars are going to come to play. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Trey, for the phone call here. We'll get in, let's react to what he had to say because he said some interesting things there. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station. It's Matt Stein. It's Daryl DeGuru Johnson. Bonte Hill taking you up until 2 o'clock. We'll be together 10 to 2 every single day. Good luck with that, Matt Stein. It's Daryl DeGuru Johnson. You guys always, every time I come into the studio with you two.
I usually leave.
You usually leave because you're ready to strangle Guru over something.
And you.
I also piss off Stein from time to time.
I watch it every day.
You come in, like, you're like, well, I can't use that term. But you, Guru, he comes in, gets you all wound up, and then I come back in to, you know what I mean?
So we really had the three-man show before, but now it's just on air.
Well, it's like a two-man show, and Stein, it's just luckily, he's had to looking sit there at and him. Listen. He'll put the headsets on. But what Trey said there, that they're going to come hard, right? Yeah, the Warriors will come hard. There's a lot of guys on this team that's going to want to prove something.
No doubt.
Jordan Bell, Quinn Cook, Alphonso McKinney, Kevon Looney should be back. He's going to want to prove that he's a capable power forward in today's NBA. Now, I know he's proven something in the postseason the last 2 years, but a lot of guys are going to come hard because they need to prove something. They need to get paid. But going hard doesn't mean anything if you don't have the talent in this league. If you don't have the talent, you can go hard as all you want to. But you're going to lose a lot of basketball games when you don't have the right pieces around you. And I just worry about Steph Curry and Draymond Green having the right pieces around them to be capable of winning at 8 seed or 7 seed or 6 seed.
I think this is the worst offensive team Steph Curry's ever going to play on.
Woo.
He came in as a rookie. Who was here? Monte Ellis. They don't have a Monte Ellis right now.
No.
They don't even be close to a Monte Ellis offensively. And then who came shortly after? David Lee. David Lee could average 22 a game on next year's team. So they're going to have to do it differently. And they're going to have to do it defensively. And they're going to have to figure out, I think they're going to have a balance. They got to figure out a balance. I agree. They're going to come out. Curry's going to start the opener. They're going to put 5 out there. They're going to start the season. Let's see how they start. 5-10, 10-5, 7-7. All right, let's move forward. 10-17, 15-23. What are we going to do now? Well, what if you're 23-15? Like, I don't know exactly what this team is, not only because there's going to be some players on the team that we don't know right now, but it's the two you've taken away, Clay, and now you got Curry, okay, but it's Draymond. It's a non-scorer with Curry. We don't know a lot about how this team's going to be. I think we're all guessing. I'm looking at it saying, man, I don't know if this is a playoff team. Now, show me who they signed with a mid-level exception. Maybe I'll change my mind. But, yes, they're going to approach the season. Okay, we're a playoff team. But like every other team, they're going to have to evaluate at some point and say, well, are we still a playoff team or do we need to recalibrate?
And, Bonte, let's put the rat on the table.
Oh, I was waiting for that. Our first rat on the table. Yeah, there we go.
They're moving into a new building. And I think the Warriors have built enough equity amongst the fans to where, okay, hey, this may not be a playoff team, but don't shortchange us when we come watch the team. So I guess where I'm going, Pete Rose, are they going to hustle? Are we going to see Steph play as if Kay and Clay D were there? Because to me, that's what I want to see. The Warriors have earned, way it happened, Steiny, I think the average fan, the average bear knows what they're dealing with and what they don't have to work with and why it happened. People want to know why. So if Steph's out of the game at, 28 minutes, that's when I'm going to be driving home saying, okay, now they're not giving it their all.
Well, what's the score of the game? I mean, what's the score of the game? Is it a close game? Then I think you got a gripe.
90-106. The Warriors got 90.
Well, you know what?
Steph scores 34.
You know what? This is the kind of thing where this is the gray area. Do you put Steph back in a game? You're down 18. All right. Bring him back at the 9-minute mark.
Right.
It's still 18 at 5. See you later. I think that might be the kind of thing we're looking at, but
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.